Welcome to the There's More podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Karen.
And we're helping women dream bigger, pray bolder, and live empowered.
And today we are being joined by our friend, Allison Entrekin, who has just authored this precious children's book called The Goose Who Talked to the Wind. But the story behind how she wrote the book and how it's God inspires us with his dreams that we don't even know we have the dream. And then he plants desire in us and he gives us a message that comes really as a result of our own life and how the Lord spoke to her through the wind of his spirit. So fun conversation today. Welcome to the There's More podcast.
Well, Allison Entrekin, welcome to the There's More podcast. We are so honored to have you. You are our friend, which is just so fun. And you live right here in Atlanta, but your story has taken you, you know, down a path of writing and creativity. And it is so fat. I mean, I feel like I'm like, she's like a real writer. Like I write on Instagram and you're like a real writer. And it's so fun. I love watching what God's doing through you, but I know it didn't just start there. So kind of tell us like how you became a writer. What has creativity looked like in your life? But how God has like married that with your awakening, even to your own, just this spirit-led life that you live. That's a lot in a few minutes. Answer all those questions.
Go.
Okay.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for having me. This is so
we're
fun.
Excited.
It's fun to be with you guys talking about this because I think we're all so interested in the topic that this book is about, The Goose Who Talked to the Wind. But I, so I've been writing since I was a little girl. That was just always a way I expressed myself. Mm-hmm. No one had to tell me to do it. I would just sort of sit down and put pen to paper, and I love to draw. So I would make all these stories. So this has always been in my heart. And then when, I was in college, I thought, well, maybe I'll be a newspaper writer. And then I switched majors from newspaper writing to television to public relations. Eventually, long story, got a master's in journalism and decided to become a magazine writer, which is what I've done my whole career. And, you know, I'm in my 40s. I've been doing it a minute. That's really comfortable for me. But then I was given by God this idea for this children's book. And that was like, okay, I'm a writer, but I know how to do magazine articles. Children's book is a totally different animal.
Wow.
So that kind of got me, I am sitting in front of you very much out of my comfort zone.
Wow.
What has your spiritual life journey looked like? Like, how are you raised? What has been the thing that has really opened up? Like, cause you heard from God. Okay. So, I mean, you know, that probably wasn't always something that you would have said. So what has that journey looked like through the years and your awakening, even since we've known you?
Yeah. So I was raised in a religious family, and I went to Christian school all 13 years, K through 12. So I have a lot of, I don't know, institutional knowledge, if you will, but I was not raised in a tradition that said you could hear from God personally and directly.
Yeah.
And it's funny because now looking back, I did hear God in the wind. I remember standing in front of my house in Central Florida where I was raised, and there was wind. It was a sunny, windy day. And I remember throwing my arms out wide and just like spinning and feeling loved.
Wow.
But I wouldn't have been able to say, oh, this is God like caressing me or giving me a hug through the wind. I couldn't have said that. But now looking back, I was sensing that. But I didn't know until about, I thought back, it was 2009. I went on a retreat where I was encouraged to go by myself, get quiet, ask God, how do you see me, and journal what he says. And I remember being like, I thought it was sort of heretical. Like, am I allowed to do that?
Heaven forbid.
I know. I was like, I mean, what in the world? And I was like, I'll probably just make up whatever's in my head. So I asked the question, and I swear the question had no more come out of my mouth than I heard, "You're my princess." And I was like, because there was something in it that was like, ooh, I would never have said that God would say that to me. And wow. I was like, maybe that didn't come from me. And that began this journey of, I felt more connected to God from those like three words than I had from an entire childhood of learning, having so much head knowledge, because those words went to my heart.
Right.
They didn't go to my head. And it was like, it was this totally different connection. And so, you know, I've just been exploring that. And that's what this book is. The Goose Who Talked to the Wind is sort of like an allegorical book that is trying to hopefully teach children much younger than I was in 2009, that there's this idea that there is the Holy Spirit can speak to you, and you can hear. And even if other people don't hear, even if they laugh, even if you don't know where you're being led, that doesn't mean it's not real, you know? And so it's been a total game changer for me.
I'm going to hold this book up for those that are looking at this, watching this episode, The Goose Who Talked to the Wind. It's precious. Mm-hmm. I love the illustrations with it, Allison. But there's a mantra that kind of goes through this as the goose is being invited to leave what he's been comfortable with, flying with the flock that he's with, and go. And it says, "I love you, goose. I love you so. I have somewhere for you to go. Leave your flock and follow me. I'll teach you who you're meant to be." And I love that. Just that over and over, because it's your story. The wind in the spirit is another word for the spirit is wind.
Yeah,
breath and wind.
Yeah.
And
I did not used to know at all. I feel like you guys are the first people to teach me that.
Wow. Oh, goodness.
So Allison,
Go ahead. No, the idea for the book actually came. I was not thinking I was going to write a children's book. And I was sitting out on the deck of a place on the water in Florida. We were on vacation, and I saw this flock of geese flying in formation, like that perfect V formation. Yes. And as I'm watching them, not thinking much about it, one of the geese peeled off and went in another direction. And it was like, I got this download of, The Goose Who Talked to the Wind. And I had my journal sitting next to me. So I wrote that entire book that you just read a little excerpt from in my journal, like pen on paper.
No way.
And I had, again, not a thought of writing this book before that happened.
Wow.
And so I wrote it, and then I have two children, and I went and read it to them, and they were like, "Mom, that's pretty good."
Wow. "I wanna
do something with it." And that, you know, that was when I was like, okay, this is not my normal. I do magazine. I do travel writing. None of this seems like it's congruent with my normal life.
Hey friends, we absolutely love creating this podcast for you. And if you want to help us continue to do that, we would love your support. In the show notes, you'll find the link, or you could go to beastfulministries.net. Thanks so much for listening. What's so crazy is when I first got the book, I was like, this is so funny. This is like, I'll Love You Forever, which is, you know, that children's book.
Yep.
And, you know, it's got the mantra in it. And so I was like, oh my gosh.
This book makes me weep.
I know, me too. And I made a song out of the mantra in that for Davis and Campbell, and I would sing it to them when I would read them the book. I would sing that little refrain to them. And so I was like, oh my gosh, it's like people, she read Mark Batterson's book, Wild Goose Chase, and then she married it to I'll Love You Forever. And then she wrote this book. Because honestly, Allison, like, kids, there are very few books on the Holy Spirit for littles. And I think that's what's so beautiful is that a mom, and I even prayed this for you when you started, I think that, you know, typically it's probably moms a lot of times reading these books, rocking their children at night. But like the conversations that a mom could have, I mean, the conversations that I had just reading I Love You Forever. And some people think that's the creepiest book ever. I mean, yeah. I love it so much. But, you know, I mean, it people are like, that book is so creepy.
She does crawl into her grown adult's bedroom, which is a little weird.
You know, I get it, but it always made me smile because it was a little boy. But I just think that those conversations that you'll be able to have with your child.
Yeah.
About the wind, about the Ruach, you know, about who he is. Because I grew up, you grew up, we all did, kind of Holy Bible, Jesus, and God. It was like talking about the Holy Spirit was a little, my mom didn't talk about the Holy Spirit. She didn't know enough probably to talk about him.
So,
oh, I thought he was the Holy Ghost, which is the other name. Yes. But something about the word ghost,
oh
I was
gosh.
Like,
yeah.
You do not want to run into a ghost in your hallway. So, yeah. Even if he's holy, it's like, uh-oh. So, Allison, how are you teaching your own children how to distinguish? Because that can feel kind of ethereal and like, okay, the wind taught to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you walking this out with your kids of learning to discern, oh, that is the wind talking to you. That is Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think our kids are growing up in the same world we live in, which is fast moving world. So the first thing is, okay, let's pause and let's try and listen. Let's be intentional. What do we think Jesus is saying right now? What do we think Holy Spirit is saying? And, you know, there's different ways to that I've gone about it with my kids. For example, I have talked with them. I just think to me, what has been so foundational in my life is hearing my identity directly from my creator.
That's yeah. Right.
And so, princess being an example, I have so many other examples where it's truly like, God thinks so much more of me than I do of myself in a moment. And so I want my children to have that sense of identity. So it'll be like, okay. And a lot of times we do this before bed because they're sleepy. They're not as, you know, all over the place and laying in bed. Let's get quiet and ask Holy Spirit, how do you see me? Yeah. What do you see me as? And what do you call me in heaven? Yeah. You know, what is the name you might have for me? And you guys, it is so cool. Because then my job is to literally put like a hand over my mouth.
Yeah.
Don't say a word and let Holy Spirit do it. Because my children, some of the names that he's given them, like for example, my son, he got the revelation. He said, I'm seeing a pineapple. Okay. So a pineapple, you're like, what? A pineapple? And he's like, I don't know what that means, but we asked for some more. We're like, okay, well, what does this mean? Give us some more. Okay, well, a pineapple is kind of tough on the outside and rough on the outside, but on the inside is so sweet and just
satisfying.
Delicious, you know? And that is my son. And there are other, there's something about that came from him and it allows him to accept various sides of himself.
Wow.
That he is one fruit that has various sides. He doesn't have to
it's powerful.
Be something he's not.
Yes.
And you know, my daughter has some things like that. So that has been a huge way. Another way is something I know you guys have both talked about it, but like a healing of memories. Mm-hmm. And you can do that on the spot. So I mean, if there's something really, really difficult that happens, like with my daughter, we will do this sometimes if she's had a really bad day with friends, with social stuff, you know, and you know, Jesus is in every moment of our lives.
Yeah.
It's just, we don't always have eyes to see. I frankly rarely have eyes to see it in the moment, but leading her through, okay, let's get quiet and let's ask, where was Jesus in that moment? Like when so-and-so said something hurtful or when it was, you were so upset. You guys, that is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll be like, oh, I see him. Oh, well, where was he? Well, he was standing between me and, you know, XYZ person. Okay, well, what is he doing anything? Is he saying anything? She's like, oh, he's holding up a shield. to protect me from these words, you know, and it takes the sting out of those things.
Totally.
But it just blows my mind because it's like, I don't have to come in and say, well, Jesus was there and this is what he, it's so much more powerful.
Which is what I did when my kids were that age. Yeah.
It's hard not to, right? Yes. There's sometimes where I honestly, I'm like, it's like, I think the Holy Spirit needs my help or something. And I'm like, no, actually he, and when you think about it, at least for me, the most powerful moments from God have been what I've heard from him directly, not anyone else's interpretation or, you know, influence on my visions. So it's just been so cool because children see so well and they hear so well. But I want to be cautious and say that doesn't mean it's a formula. I mean, there certainly have been times with my kids where they've just been tired or they're like, I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah.
And then
Good night.
What I don't believe in like pushing them, you know, I just think, okay, well, that's totally fine. Let me pray for you. We'll go to bed. Yeah. Or, and now my kids are older. They're both in middle school. And it's interesting. Like there is more, I think I have to catch windows with them where they're open.
Right.
You know, and I didn't used to, there used to be wider, bigger windows.
Oh yeah.
And now that they're in middle school, it's like, you know, there are windows, but it's not as easy for me to find them. So I just think there's a lot of grace in this. I think sometimes when people talk about this, it almost sounds like, and it works free time and everybody's excited. Yeah. And there's this revelatory moment and it's not.
Yeah.
I want to say that's not been the case for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh. Oh, I love this because I think that it's giving people permission to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, you know, I thought that being in relationship with the Lord was just me talking at him and asking him for things, but not asking him questions. And questions to, in order to ask a question, there has to be a trust and a belief that he will answer you. And that's where I feel like a lot of people don't ask the questions because there's no expectation, you know, that he's going to answer. And I think I love what you're saying is that sometimes it's you hear something, sometimes you actually see something like your, you know, son seeing it. And so, you know, not to dismiss it when it doesn't seem to make any sense, like a pineapple. Like, how could he possibly be talking to me about a pineapple? But he's so creative, right?
Yeah.
In the ways
that
he speaks. So creative.
100%. And I think that for me, like the relationship I have with Jesus now is solidly built on feeling that he actually loves me. Like, I think growing up, I thought he loved me because he had to.
Right.
Like, I felt like God loved me
100%.
Because I was Christian. So like, I felt like he loved me on a technicality, but he did not like me. And these, I mean, I really thought he didn't because I felt like I colored outside the lines too much. And I was not the person that I thought he wanted me to be. And I don't know where I got all this. I just sort of made up in my mind that I was supposed to be super quiet and like just a little bit more vanilla. And I'm like Neapolitan flavored ice cream. I'm not vanilla ice cream. So I just like was like, this is, he's not happy with me. But the idea that when he started speaking to me, the most important thing is about my identity and how much he loved me. It was like all this radical life change started happening with me.
Cause
I'm like, oh, he loves me. And I want that for my kids. I don't want the life change that they have and the decisions that they make to be based in fear or based in shoulds.
Yes.
I want it to be based in love.
Yeah,
you know, that would be, that's like my goal is that they just like feel so loved that they are being carried by that love into like an outpouring of who they are and the decisions that they make. Not that it's like, well, I was taught that you do this or don't do that, you know, because it's just that for me, that burned out. I mean, when I got to college, I was like, nope, I'm done with that.
Yes.
And so I had this circling back where thankfully I, you know, God spoke to me directly.
Hey friends, we are so honored that you are listening. We just wanted to share with you a couple of things that might help you in planning for 2024. We have Father's House, the Bible study. You probably have all heard us talk about that, but we are offering one day conferences. And we also have a new Bible study that we are coming out with called Whisper that teaches you how to hear the voice of God. It is very interactive. We have had so much fun, and we would love to bring it to your church in the spring of 2024. Allison, you know, I think most people are like, well, I should have been writing children's books from, you know, the time I started my career to be able to attempt to do something like this. But what I've found is that, you know, all these people in, historically, they're not even doing like the thing that they're known for until they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, maybe sometimes 70s. Like their greatest years are the years that, you know, I would say we are quote unquote in, because we're all the kind of the same age. So how did you fight that temptation to just, that's not for me. I don't write children's books. You know, I'm not a children's writer. How did you push through that just doubt in your own ability? I mean, granted, it came from God, but we all know you write it down in a journal. It doesn't just turn into a book. There's like such a process to that. You had to get an illustrator. So I'm just curious, like, how did you push through all the doubt at your, you know, at our age? Because it's real.
That is such a good question. So the idea for the book came to me in 2018. Wow. It's now 2023, so it's been 5 years. And I honestly, I feel like it was so cool so now this whole new world of hearing from God has opened up to me. And one of those ways is through prophetic words. And we all know the same person, Linda Harrington, who does prophetic words. And she had no idea I had done this, but you know, she doesn't know anything about me.
No, she knows nothing about any of us. Yeah.
I know. And I sat down and she started speaking to me right off the bat. She goes, "You are going to be writing some things. You write and you will be writing things that are almost like Aesop's fables.
Oh my gosh.
And they'll have this meaning then there's a deeper meaning. And the adults that read to them are going to understand. And Allison, some of these children won't get it until they're adults themselves.
Wow.
But then they'll remember the book. And so I'm like, oh good grief. Gosh. Okay, God, I hear you. Even then, I would have probably dropped it. I had someone else randomly walk up to me and say, "God told me to tell you to look for the geese." I mean, it was, number one thing though, is my daughter, who's in eighth grade. So I wrote this book several years ago. She was, I think, in fifth grade. She just believed in this book. And so I want to tell you, I think every 6 weeks or so, she'd go, "Mom, what are you doing about the book? What are you doing about the book? Wow. Are you going to get it published?" So New Year's Eve of this year, you know, December 31st, 2022, leading into 2023, ours as a family, we just don't do much on New Year's.
Right. So, yeah.
Same. I make the same bolognese pasta every New Year's Eve. 10.
Oh my gosh. Can I watch it in Australia and call it a day?
Oh my gosh. Totally. Like fighting to stay up till midnight is my hardest job on New Year's Eve. But we were sitting at the table eating my New Year's Eve bolognese and just talking about our goals for 2023. Yeah. And I said the words out loud. I said, "I'm going to publish The Goose Who Talked to the Wind in 2023. And Greer, my daughter, she started crying. She was like, I'm so happy you're finally going to do this. So, I mean, self-published and it's been a journey, but here we are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That just makes me weep. I mean, I don't know why that just connects with just my heart. I think for all of us is just to know that God has just such special, unique things that it's the gift. I mean, this gift is so much about you. It's about being affirmed by him, being so seen and known by him, Allison. And and that's the value. It's interesting because, you know, that's for Rachel. Her prophetic word came through Linda Harrington, too, that really unlocked her life. You know, I just think just the value of us being a community of believers that, number one, values the prophetic word, and number two, leans in to do that for one another.
Yeah, you know, totally.
It's so important.
It is. Allison, will you pray as we wrap up for any, you know, anyone listening? Because I know we have some men, John Brown, he was getting on me. He was like, you always say, well, girl, will you pray for the women? And he was like, I'm out there listening. You never talk about me. I'm like, I'm listening.
We hear you, men.
Yeah. And so will you pray for anyone that's like got the seed of a dream? Because I just think, you know, somebody said to me last week, we were at lunch, and he said, when you're, Andy Stanley had said this to them, when your memories exceed your dreams, that's a dangerous place to be.
Whoa.
And y'all, I cannot shake it. And we need the Lord to give us dreams. We need dreams in this season. I think we need to dream more, and we need to be willing to let the Lord plant seeds in our life, whether it's a children's book or a real book or a ministry. I don't know what that is, but y'all, we gotta get some dreams, because the enemy wants to steal our dreams.
Yeah, that's good, Rachel.
And I think, Allison, honestly, like, you're the perfect person to pray into that. So will you just pray for people that dreams would get planted and watered in their heart?
Absolutely. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for every person, man and woman, listening to this podcast and listening to my words. Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you have dreams for their lives that are better than they can imagine. Lord, would you water those dreams? Would you bring sunlight to those dreams? And even like the gentle breeze of the wind over those dreams so that they can be nurtured. Lord, will you give each person listening the sense that they are special to you, they are important to you, and that you have things for them that if they don't do them, no one else will.
Yeah.
And God, I thank you for the incredible value that I'm only beginning to grasp that each of our lives has, that we have more beauty and more power than we have any idea. So Lord, will you ignite in each person listening the seed, or even maybe even the sprout of a dream, and will you help them to walk forward in it? We just bless all the children that are among the listeners, Lord, and we pray that you would also just teach them their true identities and just the incredible value that you ascribe to each of us.
Yes.
We love you, and we thank you that you are better than I still even have any idea.
Yes.
In your name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Allison, tell us where we can get the book. For anyone listening,
he's Amazon.
Like, I gotta get it. Okay, Amazon is the place.
Go to Amazon, and I do have a website, which is just AllisonEntrekin.com, and there's a little tab on there that has books, and you can hop on there and
awesome.
See where that'll lead you right to where
we'll
you can
order. We'll leave it in the show notes. We love you, Allison. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
I love you guys too. This is an honor. This is so fun.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you so much for listening. If you loved this podcast, we would love for you to share it, first of all, with your friends. Leave a review. It really helps other people find out about us. And anything else you need, you can find it in the show notes. Thanks for listening.